Hello, and welcome back to Tech Monday, the podcast where we untangle the wires of healthcare technology and software, making it accessible for all. I'm your host, Moses, your friendly neighborhood podcast producer, here to guide you through another intriguing episode. Today, we're delving into a topic that might seem like splitting hairs to the uninitiated, but is crucial in the realm of healthcare tech: the differences between EMR and EHR. Yes, that one letter makes a world of difference, and by the end of our chat today, you'll not only know what that difference is, but why it matters to physicians, patients, and the healthcare system at large. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back, or keep doing whatever you're doing. Let's decode this together. Let's start with EMR, electronic medical records. These are digital versions of the paper charts in a clinician's office. They contain the medical and treatment history of the patients in one practice. You can think of them like a digital diary that records your health journey, but only within the confines of a specific doctor's office or clinic. They're incredibly detailed about your medical milestones within that practice, but don't usually travel outside its walls. Now let's pivot to EHR, electronic health records. Imagine EHRs as EMR's more outgoing cousin. They do everything EMRs do, and more EHRs focus on the total health of the patient, going beyond standard clinical data collected in a single provider's office and inclusive of a broader view on a patient's care. EHRs are designed to be shared with other organizations, be it other healthcare providers, labs, specialists, a medical imaging facility, or even the pharmacy. So while your EMR records your health history within a particular doctor's office, your EHR carries your health journey summary and is accessible by multiple authorized clinicians for more coordinated and efficient care. You might be asking, why does this difference matter? Well, imagine you're moving to a new city, or you need to see a specialist who isn't part of your current healthcare provider's network. If your medical records are stuck in the EMR of your primary care physician's office, the transfer of your medical data could be cumbersome and slow, potentially needing you to physically carry records or have them faxed over. On the flip side, EHRs are designed with interoperability in mind, meaning your healthcare journey can be seamlessly shared and accessed by different parties across the healthcare spectrum, ensuring that everyone involved in your care is on the same page. But here's the kicker. Not everybody is a fan. Transitioning from paper records to EMRs, then to EHRs, requires a hefty lift in terms of investment in technology, training, and ensuring data privacy and security. The debate is vibrant with valid points on each side, but one thing is undeniable. The potential for improved patient outcomes and system efficiencies is enormous. To wrap things up, whether it's an EMR or EHR, the heart of the matter remains the same: leveraging technology to ensure better patient care and health outcomes. As we progress, it's essential to stay informed and engaged with these developments as they impact not just healthcare professionals, but all of us as patients. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's episode. I hope you found our dive into the differences between EMR and EHR enlightening. It's always a pleasure to unravel these technological knots with you. Remember, in the fast evolving world of healthcare technology, staying informed is key. I'm Moses, and you've been listening to TechEd. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.